You know, I'm going through a quandary right now. When I went through a divorce about 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago now, my ex-husband's girlfriend took the interview portion of my psychological evaluation. She had stolen my driver's license when I was at counseling with my son and my house keys. And she dyed her hair and went right on in. She made some pretty wild claims. I don't know everything she said. But the problem for me is that I have to address this wrong. I've been hiding from it. And I tend to hide from it. And I think about these things, and I think about the wrongs, and I think about that every day each one of us is going through things that are undeniably unfair, unjust, and they are designed to hurt our hearts. And this is what the world throws at us. Yet we're all the body of Christ. People have illnesses. Where do they come from? Out of the blue. People are injured. They just suffer a multitude of things that are in this world. We're still the body of Christ, but what do? A lot of times it's so difficult to know what to do. And I guess more than anything, communion is just that. It's communion with others. So when someone's hurting, sometimes just a word, we're with you, quietly with you. We are behind you. You are in charge of your choices. You can make choices. Whether they're right choices or wrong choices, it doesn't matter. We are there. And it's not for us to judge those choices. We have communion because of the love of God. And it's that love that we need to show each other. When this comes, not making decisions for other people, not telling them what they should do unless they ask, but maybe just sitting and being. Maybe just having a lunch, having a coffee, sending a message. And I hope that somehow we can learn through this communion to be in communion with each other and to learn to give comfort without advice. Love without judgment, and offer peace without anything else. I hope you'll join us in the Lord's Supper.